In my travels around the world, people faced with challenges ask me for my advice and my prayers. Often, they know what they need to do, but they are afraid to make a change or to take the first step by asking for help or trusting in God. You too may be facing challenges that have you feeling helpless, scared, stuck, paralyzed, uncertain, and unable to act. I understand. I've been there. When teens and young adults come to me and tell me that they are being bullied, that they feel lost and alone in the world, or that they are scared because of disabilities, illness, or self-destructive thoughts, I know exactly where they are coming from. My physical challenges are easy to see, yet people only have to talk to me or hear me speak for a few minutes to understand how much joy I have in spite of that. So they often ask me how I stay positive and where I find the strength to overcome my disabilities. My answer, always, is I pray for God's help and then I put my faith into action. I have faith. I believe in certain things that I have no tangible proof of, things I cannot see, taste, touch, smell, or hear. Most of all, I have faith in God. Though I can't see or touch Him, I believe He created me for a purpose. And I believe that when I put my faith and my beliefs into action, I put myself in a position for God's blessings. Will I always get what I want? No, but I will always get what God wants. The same is true for you. Whether you are a Christian or not, you must never think that simply believing in something is enough. You can believe in your dreams, but you have to take action to make them happen. You can believe in your talents and have faith in your abilities, but if you don't develop them and put them to use, what good are they? You can believe that you are a good and caring person, but if you don't treat others with goodness and care, where is the proof? You have a choice. You can believe or not believe, but if you believe, whatever you believe, you must act upon it. Otherwise, why believe? You may have had challenges in your career, your relationships, or your health. Maybe you have been mistreated, abused, or discriminated against. All those things that have happened to you do define you or your life if you fail to take action to define yourself. You can believe in your talents. You can believe that you have love to give. You can believe that you can overcome your illness or disability, but that belief on its own won't bring positive change in your life. You must put it into action. If you believe you can change your life for the better or make a positive mark in your own town or state or your world, act upon those beliefs. If you think you have a great idea for starting your own business, you must invest your time, money, and your talents and make that business happen. Otherwise, what good is just having the idea? If you have identified someone whom you'd like to spend the rest of your life with, why not act upon that belief? What have you got to lose?